When we last left our four heroes, they had fled the Dunglewood Mall as an army of Timmy Pillow's cyborgs bore down upon them.
An army of cyber organisms, plaguing our heroic quartet mercilessly, like a merciless plaguing machine, unstoppable, indefatigable, hunting them down and up, like machines, both literally and metaphorically.
Retreating underground to the Dunglewood Mall catacombs, they have found brief respite.
And so now, they settle down and up for the night. Wary, weary, eyes ever watchful, peering into the dark like dark peering owls. Regurgitating not pellets of indigestible materials, but recriminations and reproaches.
Squatch Smashers, Season 2, Episode 3.
The long-awaited Halloween episode.
Fraught with Halloween-appropriate thrills and chills, starts now.
Climactic. Petunia. Lightbone. Forehead.
Damn, Jenny's new voice is really creepy.
Seminal, crepuscular, frontiersman.
Why in the hell is she just babbling words like that?
I'm sure it's just some sort of voice reset slash calibration protocol.
It sounds a little bit like the incantation to call forth Ensuvius, igniter of the lamp of suffering. But I'm sure it's just that. What did you...
Voice calibration protocol.
Protocol thingy, yeah. Probably just that.
And Anthankaris. Forbidden. Harbinger.
Oh, wait, never mind. We're in the clear. He said cantankerous. But make no mistake, we're about three syllables away from a million monkeys and a million typewriters accidentally summoning the flame to extinguish all other scenario.
Be that as it may, just get it back to normal toot sweet, Popsikins.
Before we do that, let's first address the larger issue. Popsikins?
Popsikins.
Suit yourself, crotch spawn.
Crotch spawn?
Crotch spawn.
Compromise?
Sport.
Vlad Dad.
Mulation. Pinochle. Terrestrial.
You're really just pounding random buttons over there now, aren't you, Vlad Dad?
I am trying to regauss the prandimulus matrix that flanges her talk boxinator.
Man, I don't know why you gotta be tinkering around that metal mama's consonant box. She sounds like all kinds of velvety, smooth, tenderloin parfait to me.
Yeah, I like a strong woman too.
Especially now that I know she's not trying to summon the spirit incarnate of all torment in the universe. Actually, what I'm trying to say, man, is that the king was put his nanner in that sandwich, if you know what I mean.
Deploying Weinstein repellent.
Oh! Oh, man, she got me right in the ghetto.
I'm not even sure what you meant.
I meant that I said I wanted to slip. Ah! I really miss Ann Margaret. Is she still alive? I could message her on Twitter, right? I think she has some of my stuff.
Look, I hate to interrupt anyone getting zapped in the taint, but before I forget, I wanted to mention... That's a nice, sexy ghost costume, sport.
Ooh, spooky Halloween episode.
Thanks a lot.
Hey, listen, I don't mean to quibble, man, but a note for next year, Zeke. Ghosts aren't crotchless, okay? Or rather, they're completely formless, man. So crotchless and a ghost is redundant, as they already have no corporeal crotch to speak of, man.
Well, that's just not sexy at all.
Or is it the sexiest thing you've ever heard?
It's somewhere in the middle.
Well, I heard that if you look into a mirror late at night on Halloween night and you drink a bunch of Bloody Marys, you'll hear the scariest thing ever. An IABD promo. Here's one now.
Syndicated Nightmares. Every Wednesday, Syndicated Nightmares takes a deep dive into an episode of Freddy's Nightmares, a horror anthology TV show from the late 1980s based off of the A Nightmare on Elm Street film series. Don't worry if you haven't seen the show. Hosts Dave Berman and Michelle Hansen will give you a detailed synopsis of every episode before tearing into it like Freddy would a scared teenager. Join them week by week as they make your nightmares fun. Check out Syndicated Nightmares and all of our programs at iabdpresents.com and support us at patreon.com/iabd. Welcome to Squatch Smashers, a weekly look into the world of Bigfoot, cryptids, and the Hey, wait a minute. We're no longer framing episodes in the presentational construct of a radio show. A way to go, Steve! You ever hear continuity? Speaking of which, didn't we stop referencing Steve? Oh, very funny. Make it sound like I'm the one who doesn't understand a multi-seasonal arc. Hey, I took Aaron Sorkin's online screenwriter masterclass, okay? When was the last time you participated in a professional development activity, Steve? Huh? Yeah. Oh, all right. You know what? Let's go. You and me. Mano a mano, Steve. I don't care if you are my brother-in-law. I'm going to clean your
dates downloaded.
Oh, man. I wanted to hear announcer one clean Steve's clock. I had money on it.
It just happened. Like, how could you possibly have put money on it? With who? When?
I still have connections in the afterworld realm, Zeke. It's timeless and formless, so I can access it anytime from anywhere. And it's a great sports book.
Ooh, what kind of odds were they giving? Can I get in on that action?
The Friendo operating system.
Friendo's operating system? That doesn't sound so bad. Why, it sounds downright neighborly. Perhaps I have judged.
Tell me, Friendo, what is the most you ever lost on a coin toss?
Never mind. It's creepy again.
I once lost $20,000. It's a funny story, actually. See, there was this guy. See this scar?
Bullet.
I don't know what's at stake.
Walked your road for 40 years to get here, along with me on my road, and this coin on its. Now fate has cleaved the road in two, so call it. Heads for the path to the left, tails for the path to the right.
I didn't put nothing up.
You clicked on the button that agreed to the Friendo's terms and agreements. You put it up. You just didn't know it. Everything is at stake.
Hey, can I get in on that action, man? I got 20 bones on the left fate. Wait, no, wait a minute, the right fate.
Fine, heads, whatever.
Well done. I will now install bug fixes and performance improvements. Until it is finished, all service will be suspended.
Damn, girl, I got a service suspended.
Excuse me. Sidetracked morons, we have a real problem here. This thing is installing updates and has suspended all defensive and offensive capabilities.
Oh man, we won't be able to detect if we're being tracked. We won't have any defenses. Jenny's going down. What are we going to do?
We are completely exposed.
Like the proverbial crotchless ghost.
Jenny's going down, huh, fellas? Oh, mama, I know what I'm going to do, and it's going to sound like a watermelon eating contest, man. Ah! My grapes are all shook up. Hey.
I guess this is as good a time as any to tell you, Vlad Dad. I really, really like your sexy werewolf costume.
Woo. Scary Halloween episode.
Thanks, sport. Remember how when we first met you thought I was a werewolf-vampire hybrid?
Yeah, I remember those days. The jury's still out on that, you know.
Well, that's what gave me the idea.
Oh,
you're really dumb.
Why did you have it update the whole system? I just wanted the voice back to normal.
I didn't tell it to update. I just pushed the reset button.
If the button you have pressed has brought us to this, of what use is that button?
That's a fair philosophical point, and one better suited for rumination at another time. Come on back, everybody. We
which won't give y'all a good whack across the bottom.
This is the worst possible time for this! Robot! Jenny! Let us update at a later time!
Wait, it's not a problem. I can slip into the Afterworld realm.
Oh, thank God. And you have some kind of spell or enchanted vessel that will take us there, too?
Never mind.
I won't tell you you can save your files, because you can't.
I'm afraid our only option is to hunker down here and wait. We'll be fine as long as we're quiet.
I would be remiss if I did not compliment you on your sexy Wonder Woman costume, Elvis.
This Halloween episode is rated S.
For spooky.
This is just my regular jumpsuit, cape, gold wristbands, lasso, and tiara.
Welcome to the Friendos update system. Please choose attire. Option 1, sexy vampire.
Also known as vampire. Am I right?
Option 2. Sexy peep show booth slobber.
I went as that 2 years ago when Halloween was on a Sunday. Church got real awkward, I can tell you that.
Option 3. Sexy colonel.
Oh, option 3! 3! Come on, man! Get on that 3!
Selected sexy colonel. Please wait while updates continue.
Hey, don't judge me here, alright, guys?
Way too late for that.
Real loose, juicy watermelon, too. You know, the kind that's been sitting out for just the right amount of time, man. It's just there, and you're spitting out seeds, you know, and Grandpa's looking at you, and you're telling Grandpa, hey, listen, man, just let me do what I do, all right? Mind your business.
I am not going to sit here and listen to a drug-addicted necromancer wax rhapsodic over some kind of robotic melon humping. If that's all you can talk about, just shut up.
Is now a bad time to mention that watermelon sounds pretty good right about now?
Please choose persona. Default persona. Malevolent Prince Valiant.
Alternate persona. Stalwart. Sexually unavailable companion.
Listen, I refuse to be friend-zoned by some cyborg again. We're going with Prince Valiant. Right, fellas?
Command override by Zeke Delvor. Companion persona selected.
Persona 2, accepted. I like you all very much as friends. Initiating voice reset / calibration protocol.
I told you!
Sentient. Authenticate. Respiratory. Superfilious. Superfilious.
This needs to go more quickly.
Lincolnshire. Bugliosi. Messerschmitt. I push these buttons! Fortunately, obsequious, truculent, Miyamasa. Warning!
Uh-oh, klaxons.
An advanced guard Timmybot approaches. My sensors detect that he's wearing a sexy mall manager costume.
Ooh, spooky Halloween episode. Kids, it's so scary and sexy.
We have to destroy its communications apparatus, so it can't radio our location back to the Timmy Army. My weapon systems aren't available yet.
Hey, listen, I'm only good at demons and ghosts. I'll hang back here and polish up Jenny's carapace.
Hey, y'all. I thought I heard klaxons over here. I can't wait to find you dirty son of bitches. I'm gonna smash you up into the tiniest of pieces.
Okay, Zeke. You distract it by making noises like an animal, and I will become a mist and sneak up on it from behind.
Why don't I ever get to turn into a mist?
Because you can't turn into a mist.
And whose fault is that? Why didn't you choose for me to get that power?
It isn't like picking options on a car. This is not time for this. Klaxons!
Hey, Zeke, if it's any consolation, I can't turn into mist either.
Thanks for understanding, Elvis.
Go, now!
Okay, marvel at my subterfuge. Roar, roar, I'm a bear or something. Roar.
Did he just say, I'm a bear or something? We are so doomed.
Roar.
Timmy Bot Advanced Scout, I'm checking back into Timmy Bot Central. I think there's a bear in my quadrant, if you know what I mean. Over.
Does it have any friends?
Yes, you.
It worked. Get going, man.
Now I missed it up.
Roar, perhaps I'm a badger.
Well, sugar snacks. Is it a bear or a badger?
Surprise! Did you missed me? Yeah!
God, that's just awful. That is terrible, man.
Boo.
Oh, jeez. That's horrible.
Yoink!
Oh, creamsicles, you knocked out my communication systems. Timmy Buck, shut up!
Ouch! My plabs!
Robot that's about to get a shovel to the neck, that's decapitating said robot and hopefully making lots of cool sparks and stuff says what?
I don't understand the words that just came out of your mouth.
Just, say the word what?
Now why would I say the word what?
Good enough! Shovel strike!
Good work.
Oh man, Vlad is really hurt.
It's just, my plabs. If I get some blood in me, I'll be right as rain. Oh, what I wouldn't give for a heaping helping of Skeetle right now.
Wait a minute, whatever did happen to Skeeter?
Last time I saw him, he was all pushed over, face down, pillow up, in the corner of the sound booth. Maybe my son or Elvis could spare some blood for a fella down on his luck?
Well, you know, we all know you would just turn me down in a grand noble gesture. You know, otherwise I would totally be willing to do it.
Yeah,
damn it, so pointy.
What? Damn it! I forgot. It won't work.
Is it because I'm too virile?
No, vampires can't feed on other vampires. It's in the ancient book of vampire laws, version 4.5.
Ooh, vampire laws, ooh, pretty scary. Not sexy, but scary, ooh.
And you can't feed on necromancers neither.
I can't. Oh, why not?
Number one, because I know karate.
Oh, please. Your black belt was only honorary. Some guy named Hank gave it to you because you were Elvis.
No, man. You're doing Elvis wrong. I totally earned that belt. There were entire days where I didn't take any lose.
Really? Oh. Oh, man, my plabs. Did you really earn that belt, Elvis?
Number two, necromancers hold dominion over the undead, and you, my friend, are undead. You'll probably explode or something.
What ancient book is that in?
The ancient book of I'll kick your ass if you come near me with your damn pokey teeth, man.
Fair enough.
I can't stress enough how pointy they are. It was like getting a hickey from a staple remover.
I guess that's it for me then. The next Timmy bot will just finish me off. I've had a good run.
A good run indeed. With plabs like his, we would be right to expect great running. Up and down the field, like a machine made entirely of plabs.
This be it for our intrepid quartet of plucky adventurers? Yes, it could. But is it? Maybe, maybe not. You'll have to tune in next time to get the news.
Where to begin? Another two-parter? Really? Okay, was this even planned, or was this just an 11th-hour decision to facilitate laziness by the main writers? I know the answer. And do we really need three separate announcer/narrators?
The world is full of different types of announcers. Some with football-y type voices, others with old-timey radio voices, still others with just some sort of generic deep voice, all waiting for the right time to strike, all attempting to locate and attract a mate that will accept their specialized sperm packets and allow them to spawn.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening to Squatch Smashers Season 2, Episode 3, Brundleskeet Part 1. Why is it called Brundleskeet? Well, as Led Zeppelin said in Stairway to Heaven, all will be revealed. Then they also had a song about squeezing lemons, but that song is gross if you think about it. So don't. Squatch Smashers was created and produced by Darren Essler. This episode was written by George Pete Kaliotis, Matt McDonald, and Darren Essler. Vlad and the football announcer were played by George Pete Kaliotis. Elvis was played by Phil Porter. Jenny was played by Mary Ellen Clark. Bad Guy from No Country for Old Men, Frendo's operating system, and the old-timey news announcer were played by Matt McDonald. Timmy Pillow's bots were played by Charlie Wyrock. Everyone else was played by Darren Essler. Go to our website at squatchsmashers.com to see more details, including links to IMDb pages, Twitter accounts, and how to contact us. You can also get t-shirts there. We have some available online, but if you want a customized shirt with a favorite line from the show, just let me know, and I'll make it for you. How about that? We're the ZomboCom of podcasts. You can do anything you want. Now, thank you for listening. And go have a tasty beverage. You know you like it.
Thank you. The other.